Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima, reading you the morning news bulletin. I am Matsina. Commissioner and Secretary to the Government of Nagaland, Kasune Hyome, has emphasized the state government's commitment to ensuring the timely completion of the Foothill Road with high-quality workmanship. In a press statement, Mr. Hyome stated that the state government has consistently prioritized the construction of the Foothill Road, allocating significant funds over the years, including 148.50 crore rupees in the 2023-24 fiscal year. He said despite delays due to the lack of central funding, the state government has also worked to improve relations with Assam, facilitating progress. Informing that the project is 100% government-funded, Mr. Hyome assured that all necessary terms and conditions, including quality specifications, timelines and contractor obligations, are clearly outlined in the official contract agreement between the Public Works Department, RNB, and the contractors. He therefore said there is no need for contractors to enter into additional agreements with third parties, including the Nagaland Foothill Road Coordination Committee, NFHRCC, while acknowledging the NFHRCC's noble intentions to ensure quality and timely completion. The commissioner clarified that third-party agreements are not mandatory for a project fully funded by the government. He also stated that no agency should impose its terms on the state government, as the government is fully aware of the urgency and gravity of the matter. Mr. Hyome reiterated that the state government's policy has always been to request communities to contribute to development by donating land for the right-of-way in road projects. He emphasized that the same goodwill and cooperation are being sought from local communities for the Foothill Road project. Mr. Hyome further stressed that the department remains committed to open dialogue and urged all parties to directly approach the department to address concerns rather than taking them to the media. Noting the urgency to begin work without further delay due to the approaching monsoon season, the Commissioner and Secretary, on behalf of the government, urged all stakeholders to extend their full support and cooperation to ensure the immediate commencement and timely completion of this critical project. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla yesterday said that India, as the world's largest democracy, has successfully embraced parliamentary democracy despite its vast diversity. He made these remarks while addressing the members of the Akhil Bhartiya Rashtriya Shaikshik Mahasangh in the Parliament House complex in New Delhi. Referring to the national goal of Viksit Bharat, Mr. Birla highlighted that the fulfillment of this goal lies with our educators and experts who are at the forefront of integrating the principles of democracy into students' thoughts and practices. He added that teachers play an important role in realizing the resolve of Viksit Bharat.
जब विकसित भारत की बात करते हैं, विकसित भारत के सपने को देखते हैं, तो उस विकसित भारत के सपने के लक्ष्यों को, संकल्पों को पूरा करने का आपका बहुत बड़ा दायित्व है, क्योंकि शिक्षक ही हमारे व्यक्ति निर्माण में बहुत बड़ी भूमिका रही है। हमारी शिक्षा ने ही हमारे संस्कारों को, हमारे विचारों को, हमारी बौद्धिक क्षमता को एक नई दिशा दी है, और इसीलिए भारत में शिक्षकों की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका रही है, चाहे आजादी का आंदोलन की भूमिका रही हो, आजादी के बाद देश के नवनिर्माण में शिक्षकों की हमेशा बड़ी भूमिका रही है.
Governor of Nagaland, Lal Ganesan, has extended his warm wishes to the Angami brothers and sisters on the occasion of the Sekrini festival. In his message, the governor highlighted the festival's significance as a time of renewal, purification and the reaffirmation of unity. He expressed hope that the celebrations would strengthen the bonds of love within the Angami community and with other cultures, fostering peace and prosperity for all. The governor also wished for the festival to inspire greater unity and bring renewed vigour to the hearts of the people. And in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India defeated Pakistan by 6 wickets in a high-stakes Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium last night. Chasing a target of 242 set by Pakistan, India made 244 for 4 in 42.3 overs.
He has added another jewel to his crown by International Stadium Bow. India win by 6 wickets to perfection in a run chase. One day century, much to the delight.
Meanwhile, Virat Kohli inscribed his name in cricketing history, surpassing Muhammad Azharuddin's record of 156 catches. With 158 to his credit, he now holds the title of India's highest catch taker in ODIs. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a good day.